Hi, my name is Maria. If you like muscular women, then we have something in common. My entire life has changed since that afternoon when I met my bodybuilding friend Jasmine. Jasmine's so big and muscular, I love to watch her work out. She's a very famous bodybuilder, and she was the one who helped turn me into a powerful weightlifter. Jasmine is so hot. All her ripped muscles bulge as she moves. Let me tell you what I look like before I tell you my personal story. First of all, I'm an Italian. I have silky, wavy hair. I wear it up to my shoulders so that my body isn't covered at all. I'm very proud of my body since I began working out with heavy weights. I'm 5'4" tall and my eyes are big and green. My whole body is compact and tight. Every part of me is muscular and shapely. I've really big triceps and biceps. My biceps are full 14.5" and very ripped. I always catch men staring at my arms wherever I go. My back is a perfect V-shape. All my back muscles show when I flex my lats. My waist is very small, and that helps to make me look even bigger. My chest is huge and hard. I can bench press 170 pounds. That's a lot of weight for someone of my size. I have big, broad shoulders that are very full and hard. I love to do shoulder presses because I'm so strong and powerful at it. I can press behind my neck about 160 pounds. I'm so intense when I do shoulders that I can't help but make soft, struggling noises. My quads are tight and hard. I can squat very heavy weights. My hamstrings are tight and shapely. From squatting so much, my butt has become so tight and so round that in my workout clothes, it looks hard and perfect. I get comments on how muscular it is all the time. I can squat 215 pounds for 8 reps without any trouble. I love working my big, strong legs. I can feel them pulsating and throbbing after a heavy set of squats or leg presses. I have perfect form on all exercises because that's what counts most in bodybuilding. That's what the pros say, but I can't help myself from wanting to add more and more weight to the bar. It's an addiction, and I always want to make sure my muscles are bursting and pulsating after a workout. To top everything off, I have a beautiful and sexy smile. I can always make a man feel hot for me. I'm a powerful, muscular, and sensual woman, and men almost worship me. Sometimes I touch myself all over to feel how hard and ripped I am. Now, I'm ready to tell you a true muscle story that you will enjoy very much. 3 years ago, I was, so I thought, a happily married woman. My husband seemed to be attracted and turned on by me, except that every so often, he would ask if I wanted him to buy me a weight set. I thought he was joking. Sometimes I would come home late from work, and he would quickly turn off the VCR. I was nosy, so I would turn it back on. I was surprised to see that he was watching videos of all bodybuilding women. They were so big and strong. It excited me so much to watch their ripped and tight muscles flexing in every position possible. When my husband went to sleep, I would sneak down and watch the female bodybuilders. I could really understand why my husband liked to watch the muscle women, but I did not know that these female bodybuilders sexually turned him on. Was I in for a surprise? One day I left work early to start dinner for me and my husband. When I got home, I immediately felt that something was wrong. I headed for the bedroom to see if my husband had come home early also. When I opened the door, I was surprised to see my husband, but horrified that he was not alone. He was completely naked, with a semi-built, naked woman next to him. They both looked up at me, startled and scared. I began screaming and throwing things at my husband. I ran up to the girl, pulled her by her hair, and tried to throw her off the bed. Instead of her falling, she grabbed me and pushed me off of her. I fell backwards, and I landed on my behind. Then she dove on top of me, and we began wrestling each other. She took her muscular biceps and wrapped them around my waist and threw me to the other side of the bedroom floor. I was crying now and telling my husband to get his girlfriend out of my house. I got up from the floor and dove on the girl's back. I tried to knock her down again, but she didn't move. Instead, she grabbed me by my arm and threw me clear across the room. She was powerful and tough. So, this is what my husband wanted. I should have known. He didn't want a weak, thin wife. He wanted a muscular, hard woman. I decided it wasn't worth sticking around. I couldn't hurt her the way she deserved to be hurt. She had beat me mentally and physically. I grabbed some of my things and decided to get as far as possible away from my husband and his girlfriend as I could. I jumped into my car and started driving. Where did he find this strong little muscular bitch? Just then I looked up, and across the street was a big sign that said Gold's Gym. I'd seen it before, but I never had the guts to walk in. Now I had a reason. Now I knew what I had to do. I walked in slowly. It was a whole new world of muscles. There were plenty of big guys, of course. What caught my eye, though, was the number of strong, ripped women on the gym floor, lifting heavy weights, straining and sweating and breathing hard, and moving 45-pound plates around as if they weighed nothing. I recognized three or four female bodybuilders that I had seen before. They were even more awesome than I could have imagined. It was clear that I had landed in muscle heaven. As I was looking around the gym, I saw this one particular woman walking towards me. She was so built and strong-looking. She had huge muscular legs. Wow! My eyes were glued to her. I had never seen a female body as powerful as this before. She came right over to me and said, "Hi, I'm Jasmine, the female trainer for Gold's Gym. Can I show you around?" My heart stopped as I looked into Jasmine's warm brown eyes. I silently nodded yes. Her strength and poise made me feel safe and secure. If she had been in my situation today, she would have wrestled that bimbo straight to the ground and made her beg for forgiveness. I loved the idea. Jasmine was also very attractive. I could see the men and women watch her and knew she was really hot. As we were talking, this big guy asked her for a spot. She said she would be right back, and she walked over to the flat bench. There were 435 pounds on that bar. Wow. The guy laid down on the bench, and Jasmine had no trouble lifting the weight off the back. She held the bar tightly, and on the 7th and 8th reps, it seemed that Jasmine was lifting most of the weight. Her biceps bulged and her forearms were pulsating. The big guy looked helpless as he marveled at her strength and power. I was completely impressed. After that, Jasmine invited me back to train with her the next day. She said she would take personal charge of my body. She let me feel her big, strong biceps and bulging shoulders. I was hooked. I told her I wanted to be strong and hard like she was. I felt her back and shoulders. They were so ripped. The next day we started to train heavy. I was a good training partner, and Jasmine taught me everything I needed to know about bodybuilding. We had a special friendship, the kind I never could have imagined. We really turned each other on. I could watch Jasmine work out for hours. She was so powerful and probably the most powerful woman I'd ever seen. After 6 weeks of training with Jasmine, I was strong as shit. I was not a bodybuilder, but I was hard and tough. I was curling 85 pounds and benching about 165. My forearms were twice their old size, and my biceps were very defined and about 14 inches around. My legs were big. I was squatting over 200 pounds, and my ass was tight and hard. I was exploding out of my clothes, and Jasmine had to take me to stores that sold clothes for bodybuilding women. One day I got up the courage to go back to my husband's place and clean out the rest of my stuff. I still had the key, so I let myself in and began to pack my clothes. After I was there a little while, the door flew open and my husband crashed into the bedroom. "What the hell are you doing here?" he began to say to me, and then he must have noticed my new body. "You've been working out a little," he laughed, and then said, "Have you gotten any tougher?" "I'm tough, and I'm strong, and I'm ready for you and your girlfriend. Come on over here. Check it out." My husband walked over and stood right next to me. "Squeeze my arms. Go ahead. Feel my legs. That's it. Run your hands over my powerful back and shoulders." He began to do what I told him, and I could see that he was becoming very turned on. Finally, he started to put both his arms on my shoulders and tried to kiss me. I don't know what came over me, but I took one step back and punched him hard to the chest with my right hand. He staggered back and then started to come toward me again. I got down low, grabbed his leg, and flipped him off his feet. I then got next to him and put him in a tight side headlock. I was shocked at the power and strength I was exerting, and how easy it was to physically control my husband. As I applied more pressure to his head, I could feel him grabbing me around the waist, not to break my hold, but to enjoy my powerful body. I twisted his head more and rolled him over onto his back. Then I clamped my legs around his waist. Although I'm 50 pounds lighter than him, there was no way he was going to be breaking out of this hold. "Where is she?" I taunted him. "Where is that puny little thing you left me for?" He didn't answer. I squeezed harder. Finally, he gasped for air and said, "She should be here any minute." I smiled and immediately let go of my husband and ended our little confrontation. I got up, closed the suitcase I was packing when he walked in, and I put it in the closet. "Don't tell her I'm here," I said. "I'll be in the kitchen. I have a little surprise for her." I gave him a little kiss on the cheek and a powerful squeeze with my arms around his chest and back, and then I headed to the kitchen to wait for her. I heard her come in less than 10 minutes later. They went right into the bedroom, and I could hear them laughing and fooling around on my bed. My bed. My husband must not have told her anything. Maybe he was afraid of me. Maybe he wanted to see what was going to happen. I snuck back into the bedroom. My husband saw me, but his girlfriend didn't. Before he could say anything, I grabbed her, spun her around, and landed a quick punch to her stomach. After she